if you'd like to give of your treasure, tomorrow is Colorado Gives Day, and you can go to coloradogives.org and think about if you want to add a little of your treasure to one of these organizations or go directly to them. You can also get the entire event at news.kgnu.org or later at outboulder.org.
As you participate in Colorado Gives Day this year, keep KGNU in mind. Give where you live. KGNU is a fabulous resource for the community. Local music, local news, features of local nonprofits throughout the year. Increase the value of every dollar you donate through a $1 million incentive fund by pledging now at coloradogives.org/KGNU.
It's a minute and a half after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM up in Nederland, and live online at kgnu.org. It's time now for the Opera Box. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight's playlist is my second one highlighting famous operatic villains, dramatic examples of how music can establish a sense of evil in a character, such as Pizarro in Beethoven's Fidelio. I've also got music of Wagner, Boito, Floyd, Puccini, Britten, and Verdi. So join me for tonight's celebration of the bad guys.
Selbst und Mörder. falschen Auge blieb. Die Rache werde ich spielen. Ich rufe dein Geschick. Triumph, der Sieg ist mein. Der Sieg ist mein. Er ist mein. Er ist mein. Er ist mein.
Pizarro, evil prison governor, incarcerated Florestan to prevent him from exposing Pizarro's corruption. And in this aria, he's just learned that the minister is planning to make a surprise inspection of the prison, so Pizarro decides he must execute Florestan before the minister arrives, and he imagines his triumph over Florestan. We heard a young Walter Berry as Pizarro, and Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. And it's just 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist highlighting some great villains in opera. Opera villains provide great characters for composers to illustrate and their rich roles for the singers to portray. And singers often can become identified with some of these great roles, such as this next one. One of the most famous evil characters is Mephistopheles from Goethe's Faust. Everybody knows the story of the philosopher who makes a deal with the devil, selling his soul. Well, the story and its characters have captured the imagination of several composers. Arrigo Boito's 1868 opera, Mephistopheles, highlights the wager between the demon and God and his efforts to corrupt the philosopher Faust. In this scene, which takes place in heaven, part of the prologue, Mephistopheles scornfully interrupts the heavenly host during a moment of piety and praise, which Mephistopheles just sees as just so much self-congratulation. But in a fit of arrogance, he makes a bet with God that he can corrupt a good man, Faust. The great American bass Norman Traigle became famous for embodying this evil demon.
Grillos sollte lange a casa. Stringe fra gli aspri il naso, poi con tenace fatuità sperva, fa il suo trillo dell'erba. Bizzarro pazzo ch'io mi conosca, incuriosa è forma e ti serve l'assenno, inasopita bramo sia di saper, il fatapino era nell'ande, e li vorrebbe quasi trasmanare, e nulla scienza. Io mi sobbarco all'escalo per modo che si trovi nelle mie reti. Vuoi tu farne scommessa? Vecchio padre, a un rude gioco t'avventurasti, e morderà nel dolce polo dei vizi. E sopra il re del cielo,
piacer degli angioletti come di rapino ribrezzo e noia.
The demon Mephistopheles arrogantly proposes a wager with God that he can corrupt a good man, Faust. And you could really hear his disdain and lack of respect. Ave, Signor. From the prologue of Mephistopheles, the masterpiece by Errigo Boito. And we heard the great Norman Tregel as Mephistopheles with Julius Rudel conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. And we're just at about 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. This is Ron Nadell. I'm your host with my second program featuring great operatic villains. Now, it may surprise you to know that most of Puccini's operas don't have villains. Just a couple of them do. He liked dramas that were really built around tragic character flaws or fate. But in his opera Tosca, there is the evil, corrupt, and lascivious governor of Rome, Scarpia. Again, in this particular scene, it's the time of the war between Napoleon and Rome, and at the end of Act One, Scarpia exults in his plan to execute the rebel, Mario Cavaradossi, and at the same time force himself on Cavaradossi's lover, Tosca. All of this takes place while the church choir sings the Te Deum in the background, as if placing a benediction on his evil plan.
Tre sbirri, una carrozza, presto, seguila dovunque vada, non visto, non vedi, sta bene. Il compegno Palazzo Farnese.
Tosca!
evil and corrupt Scarpia, reveling in his plans to kill his adversary, Mario Cavaradossi, and force his lust on Cavaradossi's lover, Tosca, from Puccini's Tosca. We heard Ingvar Vixell as Scarpia. Colin Davis conducted the Royal Opera Orchestra and chorus. It's 23 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock here at KGNU. You're listening to the Opera Box. And be sure to stay tuned after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I'll continue as your host with a wide variety of classical music for the high season. That's at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. Our next villain is one of the most famous in the world, made most famous in Shakespeare's Othello, the conniving, duplicitous Iago. Angry for being passed over for promotion, he plots the destruction both of his rival officer Cassio and his general Othello. In his aria from Act II of Verdi's masterpiece Otello, Iago vents his hatred of humanity. I believe in a cruel God.
Anne, la tua meta già vedo, mi spinge il tuo timore, il tuo dimon son io, e me trascina il mio, nel quale io credo desolato in te. Thank you.
Credo in un Dio crudel. I believe in a cruel God, the evil, conniving Iago from Act Two of Verdi's Otello. We heard baritone Sebastian Catana as Iago. Friedrich Haider conducted the Oviedo Philharmonia. Just about 29 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is Ron Nadell, your host, on the Opera Box with a program of villains in opera. Another literary villain is the evil master-at-arms in Herman Melville's story, Billy Budd. Benjamin Britten's opera powerfully illustrates the malignant evil of the master-at-arms, John Claggart. The time again here is the Napoleonic Wars between England and Napoleon. In this scene, Claggart approaches Captain Vere to accuse Billy Budd of planning mutiny. Captain Vere is not taken in by Claggart and is irritated by his fawning obsequiousness. He'll interrogate Bud, he says, but he angrily orders Claggart away. Be so good as to leave me.
Come up if the matter's urgent.
Trapped like 400, those ready to dance.
Take me, but you say.
The evil master at arms, John Claggart, wants to destroy the good, handsome seaman Billy Budd, falsely accusing him of mutiny, planting gold guineas as evidence that Billy Budd tried to bribe other seamen to join him in mutiny. But Captain Veer is not believing it. That's from Benjamin Britten's Billy Budd. We heard Michael Langdon as the evil John Claggart with Peter Pears as Captain Veer. Benjamin Britten himself conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, this next villain self-righteously places himself above others as a man of God. From Carlisle Floyd's McCarthy-era opera, Susanna. The Reverend Olin Blitch judges others as sinners, yet harbors sinful impulses himself. The mountain town folk have accused Susanna of immorality. She was seen bathing nude in the river, and everyone now accuses her of trying to tempt the young men. Blitch comes to her to make her admit her sins, but his lust gets the better of him. He's lonely, and she's vulnerable. He forces himself on the girl.
Somebody I can love like others. lights, cause it's a lonesome work I do. Let's go inside.
I'm so tired. I just can't find no more.
The hypocritical Reverend Blitch succumbs to his own lust and rapes the innocent Susanna. From Carlisle Floyd's opera of the same name, we heard the great bass baritone Samuel Ramey as the Reverend Blitch, and soprano Cheryl Studer was Susanna. Kent Nagano conducted the Lyon National Opera Orchestra. Well, it's about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. And for our last operatic villain, I've got samples that are going to give us two for the price of one. Ortrud and Friedrich von Telramund from Wagner's Lohengrin. In front of the nobles of Brabant and King Henry, this couple accused Elsa von Brabant of murdering her missing brother, the Duke. They accuse her of murdering him so that she may take sole possession of the family title. Well, Friedrich was forced to fight a duel with a mysterious knight who appeared as Elsa's champion. They fought this duel so that God would show who is telling the truth. Friedrich lost the battle. And in this duet from Act Two, he tells his wife they must prepare to leave Brabant. They cannot show their faces in shame. But his wife, Ortrud, convinces him that the knight must get his power from a magic spell. And she says that they can defeat this mysterious knight by finding out and revealing his identity. So in this duet from Act Two, they plot to bring about the end of the night and the destruction of Elsa. This is from Lohengrin by Richard Wagner.
Furchtbar töten. fürchterliches Weib. Was bangt mich noch in deine Nähe? Warum lass ich dich nicht allein? Und fliege fort dahin, dahin, wo mein Gewissen Ruhe wiederfängt. Loben erzieren, schwach ist mein Heldentum, die Acht ist mir gestorben, zertrönend liegt mein Schwert, ein Wappen hat zerbrochen, verflucht mein Vaterherz. Wohin ich nun mich wende, geflogen fehlt mir ich, dass ich mein Blick nicht schände, wie zerfreude mich. Durch dich musst ich verlieren, mein Ehrhall, meinen Ruhm. Nie soll mich Lob mehr zieren, schwach ist mein Heldentum. Die Hoffnung ist mir gesprochen, zertrümmert liegt mein Schwert, mein Haar. Verflucht mein Vaterherz. Oh, hätt ich tot erkoren, da ich so elend bin. Mein Heer hab ich verloren, mein Heer, selbst geraubt, mit der ich dich erschlüg.
Friedreicher Graf von Tellramund, weshalb misstraust du mich?
Du fragst, war's nicht dein Zeugnis, deine Kunde, die mich bestrickt, die Reine zu verklagen? Die du im düstern Wald zu Haus, logst du mir nicht von deinem wilden Schlosse aus, die Untat habest du verüben sehen. Mit eigenem Aug, wie Elsa selbst den Bruder im Weiher dort ertränkt, umstricktest du mein stolzes Herz durch die Weissagung nicht. Bald würde Ratmos alter Fürstenstamm von neuem grünen und herrschen in Brabant. Erwogst du so mich nicht von Elsas Hand der Reinen abzustehen und dich zum Weib zu nehmen, weil du Ratmos letzter Spross. Es habe hochgeirrt, es lieben allerhöchste Tugend preis, zu deiner Lüge schändlichen Genossen.
Irrlug!
Du hat nicht durch sein Gericht Gott mich dafür geschlagen. Entsetzlich, wie töter
aus deinem Munde furchtbar der Name.
Ha, nennst du deine Feigheit Gott?
Elsa zu verleiten, dass sie die Frage nicht erließ.
Oh, wie begreifst du schnell und wohl?
Doch, wie soll das gelingen?
Nur vor allem geht's, von hinten nicht zu verliehen. Drum schärfe deinen Witz, gerechten Ort vor ihr zu wecken, tritt vor
Weit.
Und sonst nicht bin ich in
Du war.
Du hättest du im Kampf nur einen Finger ihm, ja, eines Fingers mit entschlungen, ihr war, ihr war in deiner Wut.
Was lässest du mich hören? Zeigen könnt ich meine Treu, es ohne Trug ich könnt ihn brechen und meine Heer gewinn ich neu. Oh, dass in der Nacht ich vor mir seh, betrügst du jetzt mich noch?
Friedrich von Telramund and his wife Ortrud, plotting revenge on Elsa and her champion, a mysterious knight who cannot reveal his name. That's from Act Two of Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. Of course, the malevolent couple stand to gain very much themselves with the disappearance of the young Duke von Brabant. In that recording, we heard Christa Ludwig, the great mezzo-soprano, as Ortrud, And Dietrich Fischer Dieskau as Friedrich von Telramund. Rudolf Kempe conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in a very classic recording of Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. Well, that's all the time we've got this evening for our operatic villains. This is your host, Ron Nadell. Thanks for joining me. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
KGNU educates, inspires, and empowers you, from our local, national, and international news coverage to our eclectic music programs and more. We empower so many in our community by providing a microphone to amplify their voices. Empower us by donating to KGNU on Colorado Gives Day. Increase the value of every dollar you donate through a $1 million incentive fund by pledging now through December 6th. Find KGNU on coloradogives.org.
For Bob Dylan, the times are still changing, Nobel Prize and all. Tune in to the next edition of Alternative Radio to hear Mike Marcosi on Bob Dylan, Chimes of Freedom. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evening at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
And this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Also live online at kgnu.org. It's time for a Classic Monday. Well, good evening and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist features a variety of classical music for the season. Music inspired by or evoking the autumn and winter time of year. Some might be familiar and some not so familiar, such as Mountain Twilight from the Seven Abstract Miniatures by William Hill. And I've planned music of Prokofiev, Joan Tower, Josef Suk, Gustav Holst, Ildebrando Pizzetti, and Gerald Finzi. Put your feet up. Join me for tonight's A Classic Monday program. Mountain Twilight, one of the seven abstract miniatures of William Hill, also known as our famous Colorado Symphony timpanist. In that recording, we heard Lawrence Golan conduct the Moravian Philharmonic. Well, we're just coming up on 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is a Classic Monday on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist is a variety of works inspired by or evoking the autumn and winter seasons.